So this evening then, on your county, I'm pleased to say that a young lady joins me by the name of Eden Mayer Shackleton, who is part of the North Yorkshire Youth Voice Executive. Eden, good evening.
Good evening.
Just for anybody who hasn't heard you before in your county, just explain North Yorkshire Youth Voice Executive, what it's about and how you got involved.
Okay, so the Youth Voice Executive is a collaboration of groups from across the county, including such as LGBTQ groups, we have young carers, we have me who's as an MYP, and we all come together to discuss issues that are impacting the local communities and societal groups, and then with the hope of actually taking those forward to make changes that young people can benefit from.
I think it's a fantastic idea, and I know something that has been a hot topic, and earlier this year, Mental Health Awareness Week. How much have you actually discussed about it?
So mental health is our main priority at the moment for the North Yorkshire Youth Exec, and that is our main project that we've been working forwards to. So actually at the moment we have a project which is called a mental health flowchart, and that is to incorporate all the amazing services that we have across the region and be able to put them in one place so that both professionals and young people are able to access them at the same level across the county, and it's all regulated, and then young people are able to find the path which is actually most suitable to them and their health requirements, because we appreciate that actually we do have some great services in the county, but the accessibility to them can be quite limited because we are such a large region. And so this flowchart is aimed at young people to put in doctors, surgeries, schools, so that they can access the benefits of these great services.
So I know there was an event that took place at the end of May in Harrogate about mental health and the awareness of it. Going forward, what other topics are on the agenda?
So we incorporate the idea of a curriculum for life within the mental health campaign, and that's something that we're working closely with schools, and we've actually established something called a Caring Schools Award, which is something that we're hoping to implement into schools in the near future. And that's looking at both a curriculum for life, this idea of having an education to support young people post 16 and post being part of their school communities, but actually coinciding with the whole mental health idea that actually a school should be somewhere that you can both learn and feel comfortable and safe. And this Caring Schools Award should help to do that. It's going to be student-led. We're going to have ambassadors from the North Yorkshire Youth Executive as, you know, acting as inspectors of schools. And it should be a kind of letterhead award that schools will be able to boast about, that they're actually this amazing learning centre that people can access the great services for their mental health too.
And then later in the year, there's something that's classed as their annual sitting. Just explain a little bit more about that.
So as my role of Member of Youth Parliament, I have the opportunity to take the views of the North Yorkshire Youth Executive forward to the annual sitting, which is run by the British Youth Council and the Youth Parliament. And at this event, it's a culmination of all members of Youth Parliament from across the country. And we then lead debates on issues that are affecting young people in different localities across the country. And then from those issues, we decide the top 10 most prevalent. And then they are distributed into a survey called Make Your Mark. And from here, the top 3 issues will then be taken by youth members of Youth Parliament to the House of Commons in November to be debated on. And those 2 priority topics will then be at the forefront of our campaigns for the next year.
Wow. So as a member of Youth Parliament and alongside your peers as well, what are the topics that you would like put forward?
I think mental health will always be something that we should be considering, because it's not a topic that can just suddenly be solved. It's something that we constantly have to work forward to improve, and there's always going to be things that need changing. However, I do think such as the Curriculum for Life is also one that has a similar sort of tone to it, in that there's, you know, young people are constantly demanding different things from their education, such as education to do with money and leaving school and finding student loans, as well as, you know, internet safety and how to use these new social media apps that everybody has on their phones at the moment. And so I think that's something that will be a priority as well. But I know also across the country there are campaigns for work experience hubs. That was something that came up at the last conference. And as well, the more controversial idea of Vote 16, that's something that is always, you know, comes up at Parliament when we go.
I think it's fantastic. I think it's so important that young people do have a voice on all of these vital topics, and that's obviously what the North Yorkshire Youth Voice Executive is doing. You're looking for new members, aren't you, and how can people get involved?
Yes, so the North Yorkshire Youth Executive is quite newly established. It was only set up in 2017, so actually the progress that's already been undertaken is quite significant. But yeah, we're always looking for new members, always looking for new initiatives and new ideas to get involved. So if anybody does want to get involved, they can contact vip@northyorks.gov.uk to find out a little bit more or to see if they could apply to be a member. And this is open to anybody aged 11 to 18 years old from school communities, or if people have a particular interest or passion, they can then bring this forward to the North Yorkshire Youth Exec and campaign on a higher level for it.
And how often do you meet? Is there a requirement to how much time?
It's four times a year, and two of those meetings are actually with professionals. So we might have councillors, local MPs and members of the NHS before, and that will then take our ideas and initiatives to a higher level so that there can actually be decisions made on them.
And the conferences you do, there are several throughout the year?
Yes, so our last one was in March, and that was held at the Pavilions in Harrogate. And we are hoping to put on more throughout the year. They're a great place for young people to come together. I think there were over 170 young people at our last conference. And we have guest speakers. I think at the last one, we had talks about the UK government, ranging all the way through to guest speakers who are refugees, educating us on their experience. So not only are they a place for young people to discuss their ideas about what they want to do in local communities, but actually learn as well and be able to take on the views of other people who might have been through quite a different experience that they have. But then it all helps with young people understanding and being able to empathise with different people within the community.